B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
We scan the globe for very unusual or interesting or humorous stories with Natalie Eganoff. Here is Nat's News.
That's right, Mike. First story of the day is going to take us to Pakistan, where nurses have been charged with blasphemy.
Ooh.
So, yeah, right? Hundreds of hospital staff stage a protest against two nurses on Friday, claiming that they committed blasphemy by removing a sacred inscription sticker from a cupboard. Some of the rioters assaulted a police vehicle parked inside the hospital to take one of the nurses into custody. Still, the officers locked her inside the van to protect her from the protesters. According to the police officer, two nurses committed blasphemy. But yeah, they removed the sticker from a ward where psychiatric patients were being handled.
What was the sticker?
It said that the sticker, it just had some sort of inscription on it. And that they were not allowed to remove the sticker.
Wow.
So the hospital administration called the police, took the nurse into protective custody, and transported her to a sacred location.
Wow, there's no joke there in Pakistan.
No, it must not be.
For a sticker?
Over a sticker, yeah.
That's a sacred
for blasphemy.
Sticker. It must be a sacred sticker.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine any sticker would be sacred.
That's what I'm
saying. Maybe an inscription
yeah.
in wood or something
no,
like
it
that.
No, it doesn't
or a
say
stone carving.
By removing a sacred inscription sticker from a cupboard.
Yeah, but that's
I don't know what that is. A sacred inscription sticker.
Yeah, yeah, it must be a sticker.
Come out in the 60s?
Our stickers might be different than what their stickers are.
Yeah, maybe stickers would mean something.
We do a smiley face. They do inscriptions of Muslim proverbs.
Yeah, something. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't know that maybe in Pakistan you could be charged with blasphemy.
Be charged with anything in Pakistan.
Really?
No joke in Pakistan. Yeah, they got different laws on the board up there.
It caused this huge deal.
Yeah, yeah, it's no good.
I always thought, you know, growing up in the Catholic Church, seeing a blasphemy charge was just really
interesting. Well, how's she going to ever duck that blasphemy charge? That's going to stick with her forever. She can't be safe.
I mean, they're going to fight it, but I don't know. I guess they'll have to move. It's two nurses, so they must have removed the sticker together.
They got to go to India.
Perhaps.
They go south, young ladies.
Perhaps.
They get out of there.
Yeah. So if anybody remembers Steve Urkel from Family Matters, which is a show that I don't think gets the respect it deserves, and I wish that it would... Does it re-air anywhere, Ty? No.
I don't think so.
No. That Moesha Martin...
Moesha's back. That's on Netflix.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Moesha's on Netflix.
Wait, Family Matters doesn't hold up?
No.
Okay.
Like when he makes the transition from Steve Urkel to Stefan Urkel,
it
does not hold up at all.
I remember it as a kid. Anyway, actor.
I never watched the show. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved Family Matters.
Steve Urkel.
Loved it then. Yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Jaleel White, who played Urkel, he has launched his own cannabis line called Purple Urkel.
Bad boy.
Yeah. So, he has the
Purple Urkel.
It's called Purple Urkel.
That's strong.
I know. I would probably try it just for the name. The brand will be on dispensary shelves in California and going to more marketplaces in the future. He said that it always stood out to him that there was no clear brand leader for fire purple weed, he said. It made no sense to me that no company of significance had claimed this lane, so why not me? You know, I guess he's trying to reinvent himself now since he hasn't really done much since the early 2000s.
Uh-huh.
And this is the lane that he's trying to get into. But I feel like it worked because it was trending on the internet and everybody
listen, good for him.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted a little bag of Purple Urkel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great
name.
Nothing
wrong with that.
That's a great name.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. As long as it's good stuff, that's going to sell for a while.
So he's really excited that his legendary character is now, you know, kind of enshrined and immortalized in weed forever.
If he's getting it from Prop Joe, it's going to be good. If he's, you know, the Barksdale thing is no good.
Yeah, so he's got a lot of support behind him, and he's been growing it for a while, and, you know, now he's in the biz. So, Purple Urkel coming to a store in California and perhaps Pennsylvania and New Jersey sometime in the near future.
That's awesome.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, so the next story is a poll states that 46% of Americans would like to see Dwayne The Rock Johnson run for president. And The Rock says, if it ever happens, it would be my honor to serve you, the people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so allegedly over the weekend, a poll was released, and 12 people said that they'd support Matthew McConaughey. Other stars that Americans would like to see include Angelina Jolie at 30%, Oprah Winfrey at 27%, Mike's favorite Tom Hanks at 22%, and Will Smith at 21%.
The Rock, as the president, I'm trying to think this through. Now, he has talked about this.
Yeah.
He talked about possibly in the next 4 years from now being the time when he would run. He has talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a poll from Newsweek, too.
Yeah, so that it's somewhat ran. Legit.
Yeah.
The Rock probably, if he actually was serious about it, he probably would have a chance. I don't know if I'd vote for him. Because I don't like The Rock like that.
Right.
Since he did that stupid bloody video. People got mad at me. How dare you question The Rock? He's our God.
I wouldn't have a problem with The Rock. I think The Rock could be a good leader.
I think he could be a good leader. That's why I think he can really win. It's just I don't like Rock fans. I actually have no beef with The Rock.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I liked The Rock when he was with the WWE. But I don't like Rock fans because they're a little too
too zealous.
Yeah, calm down. You don't know him for real. Mm-hmm. They treat him like he's their cousin or something.
What's interesting, among the female candidates, Angelina Jolie and Oprah kind of like, you know, smoked the competition. It was Dolly Parton with 12%.
I would vote for Dolly. She's just a little up in age.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres, 9%. Nope. Meryl Streep, 9%. Nope. Helen Mirren, 7%, and Jane Fonda, 6%.
How you gonna vote for Helen Mirren?
Look, she was on the poll.
I don't think she's born here.
So Tom Hanks with the male.
Tom Hanks.
Helen Mirren.
22%, 21%. Will Smith. I'd vote for Will.
I don't know.
George. Speaking of George Clooney, 17%. DiCaprio, 13%. Harrison Ford, 10%. Robert Downey Jr., 9%. And Robert Downey Jr. And Robert De Niro with 8%, which I feel is a little low.
It's a little low. Robert Downey. I wouldn't vote for Robert Downey Jr.
Nah.
No.
I wouldn't vote for him.
No.
Oprah is, to me, obvious because she's shown leadership.
And 29% say that they would vote for both Matthew McConaughey and The Rock together. On one ticket.
I don't want Matthew McConaughey near my
ticket. He was just on SportsCenter today.
Yeah, but he's outside. He'd be outside the White House nude.
I know, playing the bongos.
Yeah, I can't have that. I got to have decorum. He lives
on the edge.
So I'm okay with The Rock. Keep him far away.
Yeah.
That McConaughey.
But apparently 63% of Americans believe Hollywood stars can make good politicians with the right attitude and support staff.
Well, you got Reagan and Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's true.
There's precedent for it.
Yeah.
And by the way, have you ever heard of this show since you talked about Urkel? Did you ever used to watch Boy Meets World?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I saw like every episode of Boy Meets World.
Did I watch Boy Meets World?
You know, the girl in Boy Meets World.
Topanga. Danielle Fishel.
No. That's somebody, the other.
The girl. She's doing adult films.
She went porn.
Which one?
Maitland Ward.
Redhead.
That was when they were older.
Oh, was it his brother? Was it the older brother's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I did not know that.
Somebody was talking about it recently on TMZ. She's won awards.
Oh.
I haven't seen any of her films.
She's taken it by storm.
Yes.
Wow.
She says it put her career back on track.
Oh, well, I did not know that.
Not what she thinks. It's because they're going to put her in a regular movie, but apparently she's won awards.
Yeah, I remember her on Boy Meets World.
She didn't win any awards for Boy Meets World.
She was slaying the porn industry.
Is that what they said?
Well, no,
she's winning awards, they said.
She's winning all kinds of awards at the AVN.
Good for her. She continued her acting career.
She's got a niche. She's the redhead.
Right? I mean,
you know?
Yeah.
Redhead niche.
Booney's right, though. Team Topanga all the way.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. I think I'm still sad about when she was going to move to Pittsburgh and then she came back for Corey. But, like, it's kind of flawed now because she was going to give up her college dreams for Corey and it just didn't really make much sense. But, yeah.
All right, enough. Yes. Was that it?
That's all I got for today, Mike. All.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.